This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So listen, I've got some good news, and then I've got some not-so-good news as we move on. What do you say we go with the not-so-good first, just to get that out of the way? As of the end of last year, Americans were borrowing money at the fastest clip since 2008. The good news is that as of the end of last year, Americans were borrowing money at the fastest clip since 2008. It is the paradox of debt, leverage, as Wall Street likes to say, and economic growth. The numbers are courtesy of the Federal Reserve. They have been collated and curated by Matt Phillips at the business website Quartz. Matt, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be here.
So listen, I got a word for you, man. You ready?
Yes.
Deleveraging, right? I thought that was what the whole crisis thing was all about. And now we're what? Re-leveraging?
We could be. We could be re-leveraging right back up. Hopefully not as highly leveraged as the country got before the crisis. But yes, looks like consumers as a whole are taking on debt again, which is actually for the economy in the short term a good thing.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. But the first thing I want to know is what are we piling on this debt to buy? What are we using this debt for?
Well, it's still by and large not mortgage debt. So we're still not completely out of there. It's cars and college, basically. Student debt and auto loan debt. That's the big part of it.
Can I take it from this that there is credit out there for those who want to borrow? I mean, if you're a qualified borrower, you can find money to borrow.
Yes, definitely for auto loans. And one of the things that some people have been kind of a little bit worried about is the fact that in auto loans, there is subprime, and subprime has been growing as a share of the pot.
I'm sorry, subprime auto loans?
Yes, yeah. Auto loans to borrowers with less than perfect credit scores.
All right, well, that actually is a perfect segue to my next question, which is, didn't we get ourselves into a whole bunch of trouble by borrowing too much, say, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago? And how is it now a good thing that we're piling on this debt again?
The answer to the first part of the question is yes, this is how we got in trouble. And the answer to the second part is, in the short term, the U.S. economy hasn't changed that much. I mean, it's still an economy largely fueled by debt. And it's also an economy largely driven by the consumer. And so if the consumer can spend by taking on more debt, that helps drive the economy forward, whether it's good for the country in the long term. I mean, I didn't make this economy. This is the economy we have. It's mostly consumers, and the biggest purchases consumers make are cars and houses.
Yeah.
And there's a sign they're buying cars, and looks like they're a little bit more inclined to buy houses.
Buy houses now too. We should not read into this that people are refining their houses and blowing it on a trip to Vegas, right? That is not what the borrowing that is happening now is.
No. On balance right now, it is not mortgage borrowing. Mortgage borrowing is still shrinking, although the amount that it's shrinking every quarter has been itself disappearing. So it seems like sooner or later, people will start taking on mortgage debt again. And, you know, it does kind of boggle the mind that we could be cheering this kind of scenario. But if we do want to do any fundamental reshaping to the way the economy works, a necessary precondition for that is to have economic growth. And if economic growth depends on consumer debt, then as long as it doesn't get out of control, you can argue that this is a good thing.
And that's where we are. Matt Phillips at Quartz. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.